The constituency in the deep south of the island, home of two ports and a historic stronghold of the Manx language, Kragnish. Hosting a population of just below 7,000, Russian has lost some of its old territory, with Arbury and East Russian joining Castletown and Maloo to form a new constituency. From beautiful beaches to Bronze Age burials, Russian is not short of scenic attractions, whilst the quiet fishing villages have continued to grow in size. The building of a marina in Port St Mary and the future of the marine biological station in Port Erin have long been debated by constituents. With change so often at the heart of these debates, the constituency is at a crossroads between reconciling its traditional charm with further growth. Captain of the parish, Stan Klukas, spoke to Ewan Gorn at Ballacurry Farm about the feelings of Russian residents.
Well, as I was saying, the requisition meeting, the feelings seemed from the crowd seemed to be on national issues more than local issues, which was a bit extraordinary, as usually they're on this road and that road. But no, it was on national issues. Obviously, it must be worrying people a little bit. The continual cuts is coming, and no particular sight of seeing a new type of income come to the island.
Will that worry them a lot with the other things that have been going on in terms of the Brexit vote and bigger issues like that?
Well, I think Brexit is still an unknown quantity for the British government, never mind the Manx government. And yes, obviously it must concern people who are in the position of trying to govern the island. But the election, I'm sure, is going to, well, obviously it's going to bring forward new candidates anyway, so and quite possibly one or two more.
Just moving back to Russian, what's really changed in the time that you've been here, and looking forward, what might change?
I think what's changing, in a way, if we're talking about the election, is the type of candidates that came forward. I mean, go back to my very early days, I think the first person I tried to help get in the House of Keys was a greengrocer. Well, there's nothing wrong with greengrocers, don't take me wrong, but now, I mean, we had five candidates on the stage down at the requisition meeting, and they're highly educated men. You know, and I think everybody, whoever goes in, would be confident that whoever represents Russian is going to do their very best and do it well.
And moving away from the candidates themselves, the area, what's, in terms of the, if you like, the geography, the countryside, the towns, what have you seen change in that time?
Well, the big changes really is the Port Erin has become slightly a dormant town, and, you know, people go off to work in Douglas, so it would be nice to, there's very little industry in the village, and people go in the morning and come back at night, and you don't actually see them. And as most people know, you used to know everybody who lived down the road. Nowadays, those are the changes. But yes, I hope the island is a nice place for people to live. And
what could make Russian a more thriving place?
Well, obviously, industry, office workers in the village. Yes, the villages want to be redone. I must admit, I was always in favour of a marina in Port St Mary, and I think they missed a chance. Obviously, again, you can see how a lot of people who live there and expected to spend their retirement there may not have wanted a marina. You know, they want to live in peace and quiet, probably. But you've got to go forward, and a marina would have made a lot of jobs and a lot of buzz to the place. And when there's a buzz to a place, it always brings in more buzz to rule.
And is that it then, getting the balance between keeping the charm of the place and getting the buzz back into the place as well?
Well, there's always charm. I mean, you know, Russian is the premier parish in the Isle of Man. And, and so obviously everything is Russian is probably a little bit better than everywhere else.
Stan Klukas, captain of the parish, and Ewan Gorn, neither of them being biased about Russian in the slightest there.